the coming of our Lord Jesus. For those who are listening in Ohio and Texas and New York, New Jersey, Seoul in Japan, we also greet you, and I know it's another day for you, but it's a wonderful opportunity to reach you right there in home. We just made a connection about a minute and a half ago into our internet section of our extended church. And we are delighted, especially tonight, where the family of God is going to celebrate together this special moment. Will you stand, please, and sing with me number 87 in the hymn book, Joy to the World. Number 87 in the hymn book, Joy to the World. All right? 87. For prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our High Priest, the Lord Jesus. And we pray that as we celebrate again today the birthday of our Savior and Lord, we pray that our heart may rejoice. And as we broadcast this service all over the internet across the world, we pray that someone may find not just the babe in the manger, but may find a Savior for their heart. Thank you, Father, that you provide a mediator between us and you, the Lord Jesus. And thank you that he carried away our sin forevermore. Bless us as we fellowship with one another and as we rejoice in the Lord Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. You may be seated, please, and turn the hymn book to number 89. Angels We Have Heard on High. Let's sing one more song before the choir tonight comes and bless us with this beautiful canto. Number 89, Angels We Have Heard on High.
Oh.
now, without any more delay, we want to turn the meeting to Marian Dulilo, our choir director.
Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
As we meet to worship in this place, we gather to prepare ourselves anew for the Messiah's coming, like Israel of old and Christians through the ages. The prophetic words of Isaiah provide us a challenge and focus as we anticipate the Messiah's arrival.
Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together.
Let every heart prepare for the long-awaited Messiah's coming.
There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you a future and a hope.
Strength.
Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Joy to the world, the Lord shall come.
Joy to the world, the Lord shall come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room.
Let heaven and nature sing.
People who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined.
Behold, the Word made flesh. The ancient prophecy has become reality. The Savior is born. The first to hear the good news were shepherds on a Judean hillside.
Now there were, in the same country, shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men."
Joyful all ye nations, rise.
So it was, when the angels had gone away from into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us.
Into the night of our waiting has come the dawn of a new life. The long-awaited Messiah has come, not as a powerful king or a mighty warrior, but as the innocent baby sent to us from the very heart of God. He was born in a remote village to a humble Nazarene couple. Mary was instructed to call him Jesus.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him. The long-awaited birth of the Messiah is only part of the story. Jesus was God's gift of love, a gift not only to Israel, but also to the Gentiles.
When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy.
As we gladness in our hope.
when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasure, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
God gave us history's most precious gift, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. In response, wise men came in worship and adoration, bearing their own precious treasures. Likewise, we offer our gifts, not out of obligation, but from hearts filled with gratitude and love.
Now when they had seen him, they made it widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child, and all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them. And they returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen.
Tell it on the mountain, over on the hills and everywhere.
I'm so glad for the participation of the entire church, the young people, and this is not a performance place. This is a place where we worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And far from a performance, it's a moment of joy to see the young people participating. I want to make a big note here. You saw that baby over there that represents the Lord Jesus? That baby was the real Gabriel. All right. And I told Michael to take care of him, so he was working with him. Just briefly, I want to mention with you a few things that to recall in our memories and to bring back into our life. If you will ask me or Raquel, how is your Christmas from the time that we came to the country in 1965 from Argentina? We will show you different albums in our home of how do we spend Christmas. Our first Christmas, of course, was on the snow. First time in my life I saw snow, even though I come from the south, 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 where there is a snow in the mountains winter and summer. We never have a snow in Buenos Aires, Argentina. And so we don't know what the snow is. And when I told the church in Alameda, California, that I never saw a snow, they planned that we will go to the snow on Christmas Day. And I remember to look the snow and handle it in my hand and say, it's white. And I have a picture like that. And so I will show you that album. In different years, people have come from my country to visit with us for Christmas, or we went to some place, and we have an album. And so if we want to remember Christmas 1970, we take that album out, and we look on it, and we enjoy it. And I had that album in my library, and to refresh in my mind the preciousness of family. Now, if I like to remember Christmas just by looking to Jesus, I hold in my hands a Bible, which is an album. Really, an album of Christmas. Just briefly tonight, I want to share with you Kodak moments in the life of Jesus. Will you allow me to entitle the sermon in that way? Kodak moments in the life of Jesus. And you know, in my time when I was born, there was no available. But now, if you are pregnant, and you go to your doctor, and if you liked it, they can put a sonar on your body, and then you can see. I remember seeing my first granddaughter as I went to see my daughter in the hospital, and the doctor said, no, you can see it, and it put something on it, and you can graphically see it. It's called a resonance picture, and I want to give you a resonance picture of the Lord Jesus before he was born. And it's in Matthew 1 and in verse 21. Here's a resonance picture of the Lord Jesus before he was born, a picture from the womb. As you know, in Matthew 1, Joseph was worried about the circumstances that his wife was pregnant and he didn't have relationship with her. The angel had to come and do the explanation to him of what happened. And the angel said to Joseph in Matthew 1 and in verse 21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. So a resonance picture of the Lord Jesus is this. It is a boy. It is a boy. We studied this morning about the importance that God will bring a man for salvation. And here it is, a resonance picture of the Lord Jesus. It is a boy. You will call his name Jesus. Second Kodak moment in the life of Jesus, I will say a family picture of the Lord Jesus. And I will go to the Old Testament, to the book of Isaiah, in chapter 9 and in verse 6. To get a family picture of the Lord Jesus. How does Jesus relate to the family of God in heaven? Here is a picture of Jesus in Isaiah 9 and in verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And so a family picture of the Lord Jesus is that in the family of God, of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, Jesus is the Son. That's the family picture. No confusion. Jesus is the Son. Later on in Romans in chapter 1 and in verse 4, the great apostle Paul explained in great detail our salvation in the book of Romans. But he is starved by recalling that picture, that family picture of Jesus. And he put a frame onto the picture when in Romans chapter 1, and in verse 4 said, and declare to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. Isaiah tells us that God gave us a son. That's a family picture. And the frame that son and show to the world is the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. It was not just Jesus and born and stay in a manger. It was the resurrection that gave us a picture of the sonship of Christ. Then there is a picture of Jesus in this Bible, in the album of Jesus. I call it a pictographic picture because do some kind of reflection, look into something else and say, this is him. All right? You remember Genesis 22, where Isaac is going to walk with Abraham to the moment in which Abraham is tested. Every one of us are tested in some way or another. And Abraham is tested in his faith. And in Genesis 22, God said that he needs to sacrifice his son Isaac. Now, that's the only son. Waiting for years to have him. A son born in a miracle way. And now he needs to give the son back to God. And in verse 7 and in verse 8, we have a great pictorial, graphical picture of Jesus. And Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burn? In verse 8, the answer for the lamb for the burn offering in verse 8 is given. Abraham said, God will provide for himself a lamb for the burn offering, my son. God will provide for himself. A pictorial, pictographical reflection upon Jesus. It is in the New Testament, in the Gospel of John then, and in verse 29, that we have that picture clear. Do you have some old pictures? Through the time, I have some old pictures when we just came back from honeymoon. My wife argued with me. She said, no, this is not from honeymoon. But I was so handsome, so good looking, you know, and she was with me. And I carried my wallet, you know, but it was a little blur. And I went to a store here, a photographer, and he cleared that picture. And he put some chemicals on it, and the picture became beautiful. So I put a plastic on it, and I said, hey, look, it looks good. My mustaches, hair, you know, everything. I was only 25 at that time. Now, here is the picture of Jesus on Isaac, all right? And through the time become clear, but when you go to the New Testament, in John chapter 1 and in verse 29, his cousin see Jesus coming in his way. And I never agreed to my cousins in this way. I will hug them and kiss them. In South America, a man will kiss a man, and I want to do that here because they will think I'm from San Francisco. But here is what it is. John 1:29. The Bible said the next day, he saw Jesus, John the Baptist, saw Jesus coming to him. And he said, he looked to Jesus, and rather than saying, hey, hi, cousin, he said, behold, the Lamb of God who take away the sin of the world. Now you got the picture. And Isaiah, you got that old picture. But when you come to the album in the New Testament, you got it. Here is the Lamb. Here's the sacrifice. Here's the burnt offering that the book of Leviticus speaks so much. Here it is. He is the one. And nothing else. You know, mankind tried to create all kinds of arguments and all kinds of preparations in order to take away their sin. God has already made it, my friend. You don't have to create anything. You don't have to think in anything else that in the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus. Now, if this was a human album, that would be the end of the album. See, I never saw somebody coming to me and said, look, I have my Kodak camera, and I took this picture of me 20 years ahead of me. I'm 50, but this picture of me is when I'm 80. Never, all right? But the Bible gave us a picture of Jesus way ahead of time. I call this a futuristic picture. It's the picture of a king. It's in Revelation chapter 17 and verse 14. And here is what the Bible says. Here is the picture of Jesus way in the future, ahead of us. These will wage war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them because, look at the picture of Jesus, He's Lord of lords and kings of kings. That's the picture of Jesus. That's a picture way ahead of time. That's the Jesus that I'm waiting for. That's the Jesus that Christians are waiting for, a King of kings and Lord of lords. And I hope that this Christmas, it's not so much about the presents that we exchange, unique to America, to exchange presents. In South America, we exchange presents on December the 31st at 12 midnight. And a Christmas is a day that we stay the whole night up, all right? And we go to church and we sing and do things like that. Quite different here. But I tell you something special. I hope that this Christmas, the Jesus that you worship is the Jesus in your heart. It's the Jesus that have come as the Lamb of God, that has taken away the sins of your life and have made the bridge for you to reach the heaven. Doesn't matter what church you go. You can be a Protestant. You can be a Catholic. Whatever you call yourself, I'm not interested in that. I'm interested that you have Jesus in your heart because He is the Savior and He alone. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight because the choir has said many times, joy to the world. And it is a joy for us Christians to know that Christ came. But Father, your Bible said that Jesus is coming again. And it is my hope that people have come to believe in Him so that they look forward for His coming. Lord, we look forward because we are not afraid of Him. He's our Savior. He's our Lord. He's our King. We pray, Father, that many here will rejoice with us in the fact that we believe that Jesus indeed is our King. And for those who are listening over the internet and later on in the CD ministry and the tape ministry and whatever we shares, there are some video days made tonight. We pray that people will meditate. Christmas is not a holiday. It's a celebration, actually, of the coming of the man, the Savior of our soul. Bless us now in the moments that follow as we have a moment of chatting and talking together, rejoicing because Jesus has come and He will come again. In Jesus' name we pray and thank you. Amen. Amen. And you are dismissed. We want